Fear is what's really stopping us from doing what we want to do. Release that fear. You are still here, and that means you can figure things out. So here's the solution. You need to determine what it is that you actually are after.
If you're interested in how highly successful investors overcome limitations and become unstoppable forces of success, you're in the right place. The Conscious Investor Podcast features weekly conversations with real estate investing experts and delivers a Monday mindset episode to help launch your week with intention. If you believe success is for everyone willing to think, then do, these conversations will be your weekly rocket fuel.
Welcome back, Conscious Investor. I am so thrilled to share with you why I don't work and why you shouldn't work either. I know, sounds absolutely wild and ridiculous. And I think it's going to make so much sense because you are a conscious investor. And I think that you're going to be encouraged, inspired, and just like set up to take that next step. So before we jump into why I don't work and why you shouldn't either, and we don't have to work a day in our lives, I want to go back to a couple of opportunities that we have coming up. Have you joined the newsletter? Our newsletter is packed. It is truly a conscious investor newsletter. Every week I am sharing something that is relevant with life and likely something that you're going to be able to resonate with, is relevant to life. And then it's also throwing in that element of investing and personal transformation into just like the nuances of daily life. And naturally, we're going to have all the links to upcoming events and podcast episodes and other things that you want to be aware of. So if you're not already on that newsletter, make sure you head over to the Three Keys Investments website and get onto that newsletter. Do it today. Make sure you're on it. I also want to let you know that the next book club is launching in 2 weeks' time. And I am nearly finished reading The Motivation Manifesto by Brendon Burchard. And whoa, my gosh, it is on fire. That's all I can say is that book is not a typical Brendon Burchard book, typical insights that are insights galore, but he is writing with thunder and that it's just tangible. And it really is going to support you in drawing a line in the sand of gaining the momentum that you want in your life. So far, everybody who's picked it up and started reading it is like, oh my gosh, whoa, this book is a game, it's an absolute game changer. It has three main areas to start with. In the first section where he talks about freedom, he talks about motivation, and wow, I don't have the book right here, and I'm going to have to look at what the third one is. Fear is the third one. And then he has 9 declarations, and those declarations will give you so much clarity. In fact, that book is really going to support you in the topic of today, which is, hey, why we don't even need to work. But one more thing before I jump in there, and that is that although this is not intended to be a national event, I am hosting the very first Conscious Investor Growth Day event at the gorgeous Coeur d'Alene Resort. It's a 1-day event. We're going to open ticket sales very soon. The website is nearly finished. It is going to take place on March 18th, which is a Saturday. And it's since it's 1 day, it really makes it friendly for a lot of you who may want to travel and just check out North Idaho. I would love to spend time with you. You know, I live up in Bonners Ferry. Some of you might want to stay longer. I don't know. Come hang out with me up in Bonners Ferry. I might actually hang down in Coeur d'Alene for a couple of days just to like hang out with people who are traveling, because it's such a special thing when we go and we see each other's stomping grounds. And although Coeur d'Alene is an hour and a half away, it still is my stomping grounds. Okay. Let's jump into this whole concept. Julie, what the heck? How is this that you say you don't work? I see you on social media. I see you have deals. I see that you coach clients and that they make all this amazing progress and that your investors are just doing great. How is it even possible? How can you even, you're a liar. You're telling me you don't work. Well, I don't. And I had this conversation with my oldest brother recently, and he was kind of surprised. In that conversation, I was telling him, like, I don't work. And he's like, well, what about the lines? Like, you do this in the day. I said, well, what's the difference between tasks during the day and, quote, chores at home? Most of us have our days separated, and we have like, okay, we go to work and then we come home. And really, home, what's the difference between the work that we do in the day and the work we do at home, because really it's just a different type of work, right? It's like, oh, we got to empty the dishwasher. You got to clean the floors. You got to make sure snow is shoveled depending on the time of year. There's all sorts of things that have to take place in order to navigate and keep a home running. And so you have all of the work, the laundry and the dishwasher. I'm saying that again, because that's a little sore subject probably around our house. All this to say, so what's the difference? You're going to work to make money. And that's really what we quantify as work. That's like the real work in life, is that I'm going someplace and they are compensating me with financial resources. But remember, I'm always telling you, I'm saying we have other resources and we're not leveraging our resources well. We've got time, we've got talent, we've got energy, and we have our financial resources. And most of us are leveraging time, talent, energy just to get more money. And we call that work. But what if we flip that around? And that's what I've been doing over the last few years. Since I've discovered apartment syndication and high performance coaching, I have shifted everything that I do. And instead of, okay, I'm going to go here. And when I was a public school teacher, I definitely had a heart to serve. And I was definitely showing up with the same passion and enthusiasm. However, now it's different. I'm not going because I'm going to be able to serve and they're compensating me. And it's just like a transaction type thing. Everything that I do is really dependent upon how much value am I adding to the world. And when we're doing that, our approach is different. Now we're no longer doing a transaction for money. We're now doing this transaction of like, oh man, how can I improve my talent, skills, and abilities? How can I make sure that I guard and protect my energy? How can I utilize my time in a more powerful way? And now we start leveraging these three resources that part of our zone of genius, right? We're tapping into how God already hardwired and created us. When we're tapping into those talents, we're drawing upon those, and now we're releasing them into the world in a powerful way. We're not just going to a job that doesn't have any satisfaction or any fulfillment to us. Now we are showing up in the world as our authentic self. So yeah, guess what? I don't work. When we're showing up in the world, utilizing time, talent, energy, and we're not chasing after money, we show up in the world as our authentic self. We show up in the world with thunder and fire and passion, and it's contagious and it inspires that in the people around us. But I hear you. You're like, but Julie, I have to do this job because we want one parent at home with our kids while they're little, and we want this and that, or I've got kids going off to college and I've got, okay, but now we're still chasing after money. You see, we actually don't have to. And when we conspire and use our resources within us, it's amazing how the spark of life unfolds and the opportunity unfolds. And I'm telling you this, I'm speaking from direct personal experience of taking so many, not challenges, but my husband and I have made so many huge transitions over our nearly 20 years together. I've seen this play out. And over the last year with my coaching clients, I've seen this play out time and again, where they take that step and it just unfolds. You see, fear is what's really stopping us from doing what we want to do. Fear is like just enslaving us. And we have to release that fear, because guess what? You're still standing here or sitting here or jogging or wherever you are while you're listening to this, but you are still here, which means you've landed with your feet right side up. You're not 6 feet under. And that means you can figure things out. So here's a solution. You need to determine what it is that you actually are after. And for a lot of people, this is something they haven't even dove into. Now, conscious investor, you've been listening for a while and you're already intentional in many parts of your life. But when's the last time you took some time just for yourself? Recently, I sent my husband, and I say this tongue in cheek, but he didn't want to go. I have encouraged him to take time. I've told him so many times, go get lost in the woods, go fishing. I've try to push him out, not because I don't love him and I don't want his company, but because I know the power of solitude. I understand the power of having some space where you know you're going to be uninterrupted and you'll be able to think and your brain starts to relax. And it takes time, especially the first, couple of times you do this, it takes time for your brain to actually realize, oh, wait. there's not going to be a barrage. Oh, I don't have a bunch of people calling me because I'm not available right now. And I don't have my family asking me to do X, Y, or Z. And you start to decompress and let down. So recently, sent my husband for like 2 nights, 3 days. It's kind of a Christmas personal development, personal transformation, like gift to him, like, please go. And it was extremely powerful. And it was his first time ever doing anything like this, but it allowed him to find that clarity that he needed. It was amazing. He came up with these ideas. He has a plan. He is like, I want this in my life. It's like, yes, I knew he was on the cusp of discovering that, but taking that time to be alone to where he can just contemplate. Because guess what? Especially when you're in a marriage, in a committed relationship, you have different lives at hand, right? You have your life, your partner has a life, and you have a together life. And we talk about this very directly in the Holly House. Is like, I want my husband to live the fullest life that he was intended. And I want our life to be the fullest life. But when he and I are uniquely like living our fullest lives, our lives are so deeply connected that it comes together and it's like creates something even greater than us. So when he becomes more aligned, as he's becoming more aligned with what his and clear as to what he is after in life and his contribution, it allows us to create something deeper and richer, more meaningful together. It is so incredibly powerful. So step one, please make sure you are taking time to get clear about life. Give yourself thinking space, dreaming space, and space to release all the fears that are holding you hostage. That is about living a bigger life on purpose. And the next thing that you want to do is take action. So many people have these great ideas stored up in their heads. I had a great idea for a podcast in my head for like a year, but nothing took place with that podcast until I actually released the first episode. My investors are now placed in over $100 million in assets, but that didn't happen because I was sitting around dreaming about serving investors. It happened because I took actions. My coaching clients are making just amazing growth and just starting the coolest businesses and such. That wouldn't happen if I didn't tackle the fear and take the action. Okay. So once you are clear, now it's time to start taking the action. And I'm going to warn you that people are going to be surprised. When you start living a life like this, when you start saying, I'm tired of trading my time, talent, energy for money, I'm tired of this transaction, and I'm going to start investing in myself, I'm going to start investing in my purpose, and I'm going to start sharing that out to the world. When you start doing this, expect to get a lot of like wide eyes, a lot of people giving you the kind doubt, the kind of that's like, oh, you know, that's such a good idea, but you know, isn't it safer? Like, don't you think you need to? You're going to have people that are going to want to keep you at their level. Don't stay at their level. That's not where you're intended to be. Every one of us is intended to rise up. Every one of us is intended to contribute this deeper purpose that we have in our life. And I promise and assure you of this, that when you are living into that purpose, there isn't a day that you are working, because work is something that we've just like demonized and villainized as something horrible. And every day that, and I can say this honestly, I love what I do so much. So when I get to have a day when it's a coaching day, it's like, oh my gosh, this is a great day. When it's a podcast recording day, gosh, this is a great day. When it's a time when I get to go speak at events across the country, those are great days. When it's time to hop on the weekly meeting, further the ground up development in North Carolina, that's a great day. There isn't any part of it that's like, this isn't a great day. Now, that's not to say, trust me, I'm not so naive to say, it's not to say that there aren't challenges, that it's not to say that I love every single task that I'm doing, but I know the value and the purpose. And because I know the alignment that all of those tasks have with what I want to contribute, it makes it more bearable, the type of tasks that you don't like. It's like, who even likes to clean a shower? Good golly, but everybody likes a clean shower. And so when we look at our tasks like, oh, I don't like this part of the process. However, The end result is what I'm after, and that is so cool. I'm ready to do it. It shifts your attitude within you. Now, if this is something where you're still thinking, Julie, you're crazy, I want to encourage you to join the Book and Networking Club. This first book that we are launching the year with, The Motivation Manifesto, it's given me so much of a voice for a lot of the ideas that I already had within me. For instance, financial freedom, what most people are after, versus personal freedom, which most people don't realize that's what they are really after. Okay, so we misconstrue these things. And that's one of the reasons that we're chasing after work in the traditional sense of things so much so. That's why we're chasing after money, because we got to have that financial freedom. It's like, wait a second. Who cares if we have financial freedom if we're bankrupt in our personal lives? And wow, we could have a great personal life, but be financially bankrupt. And if we're financially bankrupt, how can we continue a message into the world? Our message takes money. And contributing to the world takes resources that include being able to trade with monetary currency. So having that balance between personal freedom and financial freedom, this book, Motivation Manifesto, tackles the two of those and will empower you to lead such an on-fire year in life. It's going to be amazing. So make sure that you shoot me an email. You can send it to julie@threekeysinvestments.com. There's a link down in the show notes. Make sure you shoot me an email and say, hey, I want into the book club. All right, conscious investor, you are awesome. And I am grateful that you take time each week to listen to these mindset episodes. And I appreciate all of the feedback that you're giving, because you know it's wind in my sails. And that's one of those perks. And this just showed that you care. So please make sure that you share this episode with somebody that you think it's going to benefit from it. And please make sure, if you haven't already, leave a rating or review. Let me know what's serving you so that I can serve you in a more abundant way. Until next time, live big, love bigger, and do great things. Are you enjoying this episode? Where would your life be without content like this? Help spread the word by sharing on your social platforms. And please tag me, Happy Julie Holly.